Hello, 1, 2, 3.
No, don't say 1, 2, 3. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. And I'm with four other people while I'm driving. So we just came from the Green Hornet.
Make sure this is safe.
Yes, it's safe.
100% safe, Dave. Oh, whatever. No, I'm sorry.
Welcome to Beatcast, and this is our first episode.
First episode of the year 2011, and it's January 17, 2011. Yeah. They closed the parking? Oh, okay, got distracted there for a
minute. Okay. So we've seen the advanced screening of
The Green Hornet.
The advanced screening of The Green Hornet for the Philippine screening.
Yeah, in SM Mega Mall, and we watched it in 3D. And forgive the jokes and all the craziness, because I think we've had too much green iced Sting donuts from Krispy Kremes.
Tastes like toothpaste.
Yes, it does. Bubblegum toothpaste. Like, really absurd.
Okay.
Okay, so I enjoyed the movie so much that I'd actually give it a second viewing next time when it actually premieres in theaters on January 19th.
Knowing you, you might watch it 4 times.
Yeah! More donuts!
Well,
they won't be handing out free donuts.
No. You'll be buying donuts.
No, they have to hand me donuts. That's the only way I can get on a sugar high while watching this.
So, you've seen it, and
maybe that's why it seemed a lot. Maybe that's why it seems so fun and so hyper. We were also on.
We were all high.
Yeah, we were all high from the donuts.
And Yoshinoya.
I mean, Billy, imagine if we actually dug down brownies for that. I mean, come on. We had Seth Rogen there. We had Jade Cho. We had Cameron Diaz. Who are the other actors?
Tom Wilkinson.
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah. Awesome movie.
Awesome, actually. And, you know, The Green Hornet actually got mixed reviews in the States, but it's number one in the box office.
Yeah, since Friday.
Since Friday, yes.
The original advanced screening in the U.S. was on Monday last week.
Right. So, exacto mundo. I wasn't expecting this to be good. And, Ricky, we haven't heard your thoughts except for Green Bee.
Well, they had lots of donuts.
Okay. Pizza, yellow cab.
You could only think about the cocktails.
Strawberry banana fruit shake.
Strawberry banana fruit shake, and they also had mango, banana, and pineapple.
Yes.
Fruit shake, and they had Yoshinoya.
Like, how many did we eat to come?
I chowed down on 2 chicken teriyakis.
Yeah, I only have one.
And a fruit salad. Let's not forget the fruit salad.
Take out 2.
So let's make it 3.
Okay. I don't know. There's a very thin line between takeout and just plain hoarding.
Yeah. What do you expect with the size of
hoarding?
Hoarding? What hoarding?
Well, then again, with the size of the meals that they gave off, you know, it wasn't enough. I mean, if you're really hungry, and we are really hungry when we arrived.
That's the hoarding.
Yes, we hoarded on the food. Guilty as charged, but it was good. It was good.
I'd do the same if I were really hungry, but I had a pretty late lunch, so still feeling the after effects of that. So
Okay, Billy. Okay, you really dig the movie, right? So, what are your thoughts?
I have deep pockets. I would have run away with a dozen donuts.
Okay. We're talking about the movie.
It's all about the donuts.
But seriously, The donuts really taste good, folks.
We got 3 green glasses.
Yeah, man!
Green glasses!
That's what I do.
3 green glasses. What else did we get for free? Oh, yes, let's not forget the food.
Okay. Yeah.
What else was
so
free?
Basically, back to the movie. What I got out of it? Well, I got what I sort of expected from it. It's a superhero movie with Michel Gondry's visual touches and flourishes, and Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg's writing, although it's not as edgy as their past work, but I still like it.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, it's Seth Rogen, and I mean, you can't take it seriously. Yeah, and from Pineapple Express, which I have to get into because a special cameo appearance by a certain actor I will not name.
Spoiler.
The Green Hornet. Yeah, I will not name the actor, but you have to watch it. You have to watch it. I mean, if you enjoyed Seth Rogen's past movies, you will enjoy The Green Hornet. And let's not forget Kato. J-Cho.
The guy.
I didn't really think of him as somebody who could succeed Bruce Lee, but after watching this movie, I mean, in his own right, he was fun. Wasn't exactly okay.
Special?
With the nunchucks. And how do you call friend in Chinese? What's his
name? Brother is Shundi.
Shundi.
He's from Shanghai in Tokyo.
In Japan. Yeah, Japan. Right. You're following on Seth Rogen's footsteps, Mark.
Whatever.
that guy was a loon, but hey, actually he made the movie enjoyable.
And it's good because I like the movie because it didn't take itself seriously.
Yeah, agreed. As a comedy, it works in its own right.
Yeah, but, mixed. For me, it's kind of mixed reviews.
It was mixed reviews, but I mean, as a comedy, it attracted the audience, and a lot of people still enjoyed it.
I mean, it's not a perfect one, but the pros outweigh the cons on this one.
Yeah, I'll have to agree. And I'm actually looking forward to the news that if they make a sequel to it,
that will be cool.
That'll be cool. Yeah. Let's just hope they have a better villain.
The Return of the Red was
I like Christoph Waltz as a villain here because, yeah, I mean, it's Christoph Waltz, first of all, and he really does, you know, live the part of being this washed-up old gangster who wants...
wants to be
wants
cool.
to take complete control of the city and be cool at the same time. And I think the role worked because, you know, we found him as,
Shadnovsky.
Pretty annoying because of his attempts. And although the gun, does scare me.
Yeah, his character literally digressed. Let's just put it that way. He digressed to the point that he would do anything to get rid of the Green Hornet. And there you have it. His role worked.
It's kind of crazy.
Okay, how about the low points? What are the low points of the movie that you did not get along with?
Jake chose mangled English.
Oh, yes. In fact, a friend of mine, close friend of mine, he even made the comment that he thought that Jay Cho couldn't act. Well, that was his comment, but here, I thought it was all right. It just, he just did look like Bruce Lee material. Emulating it, okay? Just the fist thing, the nunchucks, and homage to the one-inch punch, okay? But otherwise, I didn't see him as a successor to Bruce Lee's legacy. Well. But playing the role of Kato, he did fine, right? But separating that, not looking like Bruce Lee, except
he could be cool if it was Stephen Chow, right?
Yeah, if Stephen Chow continued on as director and actor, maybe that would have done
probably it will
a better
be
impression. Yeah,
probably it will be
probably
different.
But he left the project midway.
Yeah, last year. Yeah.
Yeah, just before it got already into production, he decided not to.
How come?
Go. I think creative differences, right, Billy?
Yeah. Maybe. At first, as a director, he dropped off, but he maintained as Kato. But when they were about to shoot, his schedule was.
That would have worked because it's the guy who starred in Kung Fu Hustle and Shaolin Soccer. Otherwise, this movie was still a success, and you gotta love Seth Rogen's acting.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. Even though he lost a lot of weight to look like he was in shape, he still didn't get the job done as the Green Hornet because everything was done by Kato. That's why in China it'll be known as the Kato Show.
Yeah.
That's what they called it before, and that's what they call it again in this movie, the Kato Show. Jobeth, we didn't hear you say a beep. What?
I'm full.
The food make you full?
Donuts.
Is that the only thing you can remember? The green sting?
It was so good.
The green ice sting.
It was so green.
Free. Delicious is free.
Okay. Jabeth and Ricky enjoyed the food. Okay. The couple was fine. And Billy enjoyed the movie. Mark, what?
I got mixed reviews.
Okay, you got mixed reviews. I enjoyed the movie, and like I said, I
missed the yellow cat.
Yes, there was yellow cat pizza also, but Did anybody get pizza?
No, I didn't get it.
No, nobody got pizza. We all got the green ice thing.
I should have not eaten today.
Yeah, we have more donuts, Mark. You can grab some.
Yeah, six of them?
Yeah! Feel the sting. Oh, the tagline of the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
The sting of the green.
So the Green Hornet, yay.
So, and don't forget to watch the credits.
All right, and we'll be looking forward to our reviews. Mark, you can plug it in.
Yeah, and we'll post it in our blogs at popculturecrusader.blogspot.com, nextjam.blogspot.com, and geekmatic.blogspot.com.
Yes, so, just check those sites. And Billy, come on, plug something.
I'm probably just going to pitch this over to... am I even supposed to say it right for
game?
I write for game, and I might pitch this for review, or maybe get it up on the site.
Okay, how about your personal blog, man? You still maintain that?
I still have it, but
rarely.
I'll write one for it there.
All right.
This pretty much is enough that I like the movie, so
good.
I delivered my points. That should be enough.
Here lies Billy's brain, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. January 17, 2011, our first podcast, and we enjoyed the Green Hornet. Everybody loved it. Everybody loved the donuts. Everybody loved the food.
It's free because we love the food.
Yeah, and
we hoard some more.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Okay. Bye. We'll be right back.